Blog Talk Radio.
I turned it off.
It's so rough on your ears. How was your day today?
I was in a good cleaning mode. Mm-hmm. Put my Christmas decoration down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I started last night, but I did the hard part. Then I had put some garnish on the rails.
Mm-hmm.
Wrapped lights around them, so I had to unwrap the lights and get the garnish down. Well, the biggest problem is the garnish be shedding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I had to get it out on my knees and get them pieces up.
Yeah. They seem to hang around for a month or so.
I tell you. And the vacuum cleaner will get it up, but don't you can wait. You waste your time sweeping.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad I got that part out. And then,
yeah, I wonder how Hubert even thought about taking his down.
I used to break my neck and try to take it down before the New Year's, but I like to have it in on the New Year, especially if you're going to have guests coming in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stop doing it, but we didn't invite anyone over this holiday. Everybody.
I have no idea. I talked to Mom earlier.
Well, because I figured when I told you probably was... Ain't bad?
Yes, how y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
Fine.
Pretty good.
It's just you and I and Loretta.
Okay.
So we're waiting for them to come.
All right. Loretta, are you feeling better, darling?
I am. Yeah, I'm still dealing with some pain, but I'm doing better.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Here they come.
And
Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, how y'all?
It's good.
Pretty good.
Oh, that's good. I'm good.
Hey, do we also have Mr. and Mrs. Varner?
Yes.
I'm going to do a quick roll call. Then Loretta's going to lead us in Genesis readings and just allow a few other people to join. We have Loretta, myself, Angela, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, and Mom and Pop Varner. Loretta, go ahead with Genesis and let us know where you're reading from.
Okay, this is Genesis 42. Picking up on 17, but this is when one of Joseph's dreams come to pass, where Joseph's brother has to bow down to him. So he threw them all into jail for 3 days. The third day, Joseph said to them, I am a God-fearing man, and I am going to give you an opportunity to prove yourselves. I'm going to take a chance that you are honorable. Only one of you shall remain in chains in jail, and the rest of you may go home with grains for your family. But bring your youngest brother back to me. In this way, I would know whether you are telling the truth, and if you're not, I will spare you. To this they agree. Speaking among themselves, they said, this has all happened because of what we did to Joseph long ago. We saw his terror and anger and heard his pleading, but we wouldn't listen. Didn't I tell you not to do it? Reuben said. But you wouldn't listen. And now we are going to die because we murdered him. Of course they didn't know that Joseph understood them as he was standing there, for he had been speaking to them through an interpreter. Now he left the room and found a place where he could weep. Returning, he selects Simeon from among them and had him bound before their eyes. Joseph then ordered his servants to fill the men's sacks with grain, but also gave secret instruction to put each brother's payment at the top of his sack. He also gave them provision for their journey. So they loaded up their donkeys with the grains and started for home. But when they stopped for the night and one of them opened his sack to get some grains to feed the donkeys, there was his money in the mouth of the sack. That was the reading, Genesis 17 through 27. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, we did not have any new callers, so we're just going to go ahead and get started with our program. If you guys would please bow your heads for the opening. Giving honor to God, my parents, and to each of you, let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask you to bind this line and loose your angels to protect us as we share our prayers with you. Destroy and remove any deception in our minds as we bow and worship before you. O Lord, open up our hearts to receive your spirit. Help us to actively listen to your words. Guide our minds to accept the teaching and for us to seize the moments we spend together today. For where two or three are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst of them. In all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. In your precious name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Alrighty. Auntie Betty, could I get you to lead us in the Matthew 19:26?
Yes.
Thank you.
Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Daddy, for leading us. Well, we did not have any new callers, so we're going to continue on. Start with Mom. Would you like to share anything with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read the Proverbs, and it said wisdom for living. It's Proverbs 31:10-31. And it says, Proverbs 31 talk about a woman who is worthy wife. Her worth is proclaimed by her children who arise and call her blessed. Verse 28 says, her husband thinks she is the best. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. This woman's life demonstrate her worthy character of her children, her spouse, and the community. She is industrious, kind, thrifty, given, and always use her God-given resource wisely. She has strength and dignity. She mentors her children and provides them with a stable environment. As a positive force in her community, she stimulates the economy provided for the needy and teaches wisdom. An old saying in the African-American community states, if you make one step, God will make you. Motivated by her revival, awe, and respect for the Lord, the woman of Proverbs 31 takes any step to serve others because of her faithfulness. Her dreams are multiplied until her value is far more than rubies. What held for the woman of Proverbs 31 also held for our ancestors. Surely it will hold for us, too. The simple faith inherited from our ancestors taught us to be responsible and give something back to the community. It taught us that a life offered in serving to others will be cherished and remembered. The modern gospel song sums up well the message of Proverbs 31. May the work I've done speak for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the prayer says, gracious God, anchor my soul in honor faithfulness to spouse, family, members, and the proper use of my talent and resources. Amen.
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 We got some new callers. Is that Reverend Allen and Mrs. Allen?
Mrs. Allen.
Mrs. Allen, welcome. Okay. Auntie Carrie, would you like to say anything tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Loretta?
Sure. Let's see, Romans 13, 11 through 14 is what I'd be reading. Okay, and it goes on to say, another reason for right living is this. You know how late it is. The time is running out. Wake up, for the coming of the Lord is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is far gone. The day of his return will soon be here. So quit the evil deeds of darkness and put on the armor of right living, as we who live in the daylight should. Be decent and true in everything you do, so that all can approve your behavior. Don't spend your time in wild parties and getting drunk, or in adulteries and lusts, or fighting or jealousy. But ask the Lord Jesus Christ to help you live as you should, and don't make plans to enjoy evil. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Betty?
Coming?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm coming out the the workers' book. I want to read Believing, and I'm going to read two scriptures. Mark 9:23 says, if I can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. John 10:38 says, believe the word that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Jesus Christ came to earth to reconcile man to God and to demonstrate that he was the promised Messiah. His miracles signify his identity as the promised Messiah. We know from Scripture that our Savior was moved with compassion to help those separated from the Father by sin. He healed the sick, cast out demons, brought the dead back to life, walked on water, and performed many more miracles. Through his supernatural power, God's love has shown us through this earthly ministry of Jesus, give us hope of salvation and the assurance of forgiveness. Hope is both a strong belief and the anticipation that something good is going to happen. Jesus, our Redeemer, is the one who loved mankind all the way to the cross. One of the reasons our Savior performed miracles is to inspire believers through evidence that he has the power to forgive sin, that he is the one who fulfilled the Masonic prophecy, that Jesus is the Son of God and he brings life, that the Father has given him this authority, and that he has been resurrected from the dead. It is important to notice that all who witness a miracle believe. A proper relationship to God and his word through faith in Jesus Christ is necessary if we are to believe. We believe because scriptures of God inspire and the Bible does not lie. The primary purpose of the gospel is to bring us into the relationship with God. As we read and meditation on Matthew 9:27-34, which reveal that the healing miracle of two blind men, we can see the importance of believing because of the question Jesus asked them. The two men followed Jesus, crying aloud, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." Jesus said to them, "Do you believe I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then Jesus touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." The men's eyes was open. Faith is believing. Jesus asked the men not to let anyone know about the miracle, but in this excitement over having been miraculously healed, they disobeyed and went away and spread the news all over the country. Jesus knew that publicity over the miracle might hinder the mission and divert the public attention from his message. Jesus did not want people to focus only on the miracle he performed, but rather on the message he proclaimed. Today, God would have us focus on the healing miracle of salvation through Jesus Christ and his return. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Awesome. Okay, I will go next, and I'm coming out of Job, the first chapter, and the title of my passage is Faith on Trial. Sometimes in our walk with Christ, the stable things upon which we lean are removed. When those things that give us our identity, that make us who we are taken away from us, we feel helpless. Often, we cry out to God. Sometimes, we even blame God. When Job lost his possessions, his family, and his health, and everything that made him who he was, he realized that he was merely a steward. Nothing really belonged to him. In reality, something else made Job who he was and gave him integrity, namely his faith. He knew that in times of trials, he must continue to trust in God. He knew that he had been blessed by God. He also knew that even when all seemed lost, he could continue to bless the name of the Lord because of his steadfast assurance in God. Similarly, the trials we face reveal the integrity of our faith. During these times, we find out what makes us who we are. Like Job, we must continue to trust in God, even when all seems lost. As Job understood, we must understand that God is not punishing us. He is preparing us for a higher purpose. We must know that something good always comes out of our trials. As we experience them, we must have faith in God's word, avoid sin, and never charge God foolishly. We must remain in character, always mindful that we have the victory through Jesus Christ. Like Job, we must fall down and worship God, saying, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." And then a short prayer. Lord, I pray that whatever trial I may face, I will maintain my integrity. I am committed through Jesus Christ to remain in character, praising and worshiping you for the victory. Help me see your hand in every trial, Lord, so I may keep the faith, avoid sin, and never charge you foolishly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Great, Angela.
Okay. Pops?
Isaiah.
Okay.
I be coming from Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, and the subject, the law comfort his people. And I will be starting at the 15th verse. I am the law, your holy one, the creator of Israel, your king. So says the law, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and the horses, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They turn it over. They are quenched as tiles. Remember, you not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragon and the owl, because I hear water in the wilderness, in rivers, in the desert, to give drink to my peoples, my children. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, for thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offering, neither hast thou honored me with a sacrifice. I have not called thee to serve with an offering, nor weary thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with honey, neither has thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifice. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine secret. I, even I am he that blotted out thy transgression for my own sake, and will not remember thy sin. Put me in remembrance, let us be together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy faithful father has seen it, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore, I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Bob. We had another caller join us, Mr. Hubert.
Shalom, shalom. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just getting off of work.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Mrs. Allen, would you like to say a prayer tonight?
Yes, I coming from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Mrs. Hamlin. Okay. Hubert, would you like to say anything this evening?
Yes, I would just like to say I'd like to thank God that we all made it to see a new year and old things are passed away. And it's kind of good when you get another day, a new year, a new start, everything, a new day. And I tell you, I ain't going to let nobody turn me around. You know that old saying, that old gospel, old hymn, I can't remember it too well, but I ain't going to let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. I ain't going to let nobody turn me around. I shall continue to praise the Lord and continue his words. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Hubert. Okay. I will turn it over to Loretta to pray for our sick and shut-in.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, and that would be followed by a song as well. Mm. Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Dear Heavenly Father, we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing for our family, friends, and loved ones, especially Miss Wanda, Vicky Husband, Jermaine and Quentin, Carlos and the Wells family, the Rossiter family, Uncle Dave, Miss Allen, Ruth Edwards, Michael and Denise Moody, Eddie Tipman, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Miss Water and family, Mr. Harrell, Uncle Oliver, DeMarcus, Tony, Malachi, myself, Loretta, Tanya, Valerie Crockett, Lenny and family, Jerry and Terry, Uncle Champ, Rodney Clark, Rochelle Bessler, and Kevin Avery, Marianne, Erlene Parker, Jordan and Rako family, Cheryl, the Norris family, the Adams family, Eveline Holloway, Mary Lowe, Jessica Smith, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you lay your healing hands upon our sick and shut-in. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Father God, we know that all things are possible with you. Father God, lift them up in Jesus Christ's holy name. Let everyone say amen.
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 Sweet Spirit, Holy Spirit, take over this place, take over this place. Mighty Spirit, Healing Spirit, take over this place, take over this place. Holy Spirit, Sweet Spirit, take over this place. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, well, we got a new year.
Mm. Yeah.
Birthdays in January from the 6th through the 12th. Did I do it right?
The 5th.
5th through the 12th, okay.
5th through the 11th, I think.
I show Sean on the 4th. I have Jesse Rossiter on the 3rd. I guess we've already passed that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that I show. Do anybody have any other birthdays in January? 5th through the 12th.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Mother, would you like to sing the happy birthday song?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome.
Thank you, Mother. Okay, well, now it's time for us to get into our praise and testimonies or poems and songs. So I'd like to start off with Mrs. Allen.
And she passed.
Okay, no problem. Okay, Loretta.
Yes, let's see, reading out of Psalms 92. 1 through 9. It is good to say thank you to the Lord, to sing praises to the God who is above all gods. Every morning tell him, thank you for your kindness, and every evening rejoice in all his faithfulness. Sing his praises, accompanied by music from the harp. You have done so much for me, O Lord. No wonder I am glad. I sing for joy. O Lord, what miracles you do, and how deep are your thoughts. Unthinking people do not understand them. No fool can comprehend this, that although the wicked flourish like weeds, there is only eternal destruction ahead of them. But the Lord continues forever, exalt in the heavens, while his enemies, all evildoers, shall be scattered. Amen.
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 Amen. Baruch Yah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, I will go next. And thank God for what you have. Trust God for what you need. Do what you can for who you can with what you have. The best gift to give to a friend is loyalty. To your enemy, forgiveness. To a boss, service. To a child, a good example. To your parents, gratitude and devotion. To your mate, love and faithfulness. To all men and women, charity. to God, give your life. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you. Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to attempt the same.
Amen.
It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Must Jesus bear the cross along and all the world go free. No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's a brand new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's a brand new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Yeah, Eva.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, we had another caller join. Daniel? Daniel?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
How you doing?
We made it to another year.
Amen. It's a new year.
Yeah, thanks.
Amen.
Okay. Auntie Carrie, would you like to share anything in the testimony song?
Just, I pass.
Okay, great. Okay, Mother?
Well, I'm going to attempt to sing my
Amen.
Song.
Okay.
Amen. I dance in the morning when the world be gone, and I dance in the moon and the stars and the sun. And I came down from heaven and I danced on earth. I felt the rehab, my head, my birth. I danced for the scribe and the Pharisee, but they would not dance and they would not follow me. I danced for the fisherman, James and John. They came to me and the dance went on. I danced on the Sabbath when I cursed a lamb. The holy people said it was a shame. They whipped and they spit and they hung me high. And they left me there on the cross to die. I danced on the Friday and the sky turned black. working hard through death with the devil on your back. Say, spirit, mind, body, any thought I was gone, but I am the dance and I still go on. They cut me down and I leaped up high. I am the life that I never, never die. I live in you if you live in me. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. Dancing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all, wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance, says he. Dancing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all, wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance, says he.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. Okay, how about you, Pops?
All righty. First, I'd like to tell Bailey that the song she was singing, it kind of moved you. A brand new year, and you're still here.
Amen.
And it was just the fifth day of the new year.
Praise God. And I've been
on top of the grind 81 years.
Praise God.
So since you guys can't see me, I'm going to try to sing this song of Holy, Holy.
Amen.
Yeah. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down thy golden crown around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, we were in heart and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eyes of sinful man that glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, love and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all the wicked shall pray thy name in earth, sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in blessed Trinity. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Alrighty. How about you, Hubert? Thank you, Pop. How about you, Hubert?
Yes, I would like to first give thanks and praise to the Lord of hosts, Yahweh Bob. And I'd like to say this year I'm applying humbleness into my life. So for the rest of this year, I'll be applying humbleness to all and everything that of my purpose and being. Now let's say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat to be scorned. For it delights to be in the law and the precept of the Lord of hosts. And in the law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water, who bring forth his fruit in the due season. And on that note, I have to stop because I'm on the bus, and I have to close out. So y'all, please have a nothing impossible year and walk with Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise Amen. God.
Thank you for joining. Okay. Daniel, would you like to say anything this evening?
I might want to just read a little bit. I'm not going to say too much. I just want to tell everybody, thank God that we made it through another year, and make sure we have many more, okay? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank
you for that. I'm going to read out of Favor with God and Man. Luke 2:57 says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. Like Jesus, we should desire to be in favor with God and man. The prophet Daniel was given revelation not only for his days, but for unto the future as well. Most of the revelations of the future were revealed in Daniel because, like Jesus, he had favor with God and man. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Daniel. Okay. I believe I got everyone a second go round. So that leads us to our serenity prayer. And Pops, would you be so kind to lead us in the serenity prayer?
Yes.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Okay. God grant me the serenity to accept.
The courage to change.
The things that I can change.
And the wisdom.
To know the difference.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Pop. Okay. Loretta, would you lead us in the Matthew 6:9 prayer?
Sure. If everyone would bow their head, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is in the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Before I do the closing prayer, is there anything else anybody would like to share? Okay. I'll take silence if I can move along. Okay, so this concludes our program for tonight, and I just wanted to thank everyone for their participation. So if you please bow your heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come to the end of our time together, we thank you for what has been accomplished here today. May the matters discussed today serve as a catalyst to move us forward and cause us to advance and see growth in all areas of our lives. May we leave here recognizing you are the God of all wisdom and you are willing to lead us forward. Father, we acknowledge your presence within us and your lordship over every task and endeavor. Make us more sensitive to the wooing of the Spirit than ever before. Throughout our day, may we turn our hearts towards you. Compel us to a place of greater surrender and enable us to walk with you in closer fellowship. Amen.
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 Amen. God.
Man. Well, that concludes the call. Thanks to everyone, and I hope you have a blessed week.
Amen. Good night. Amen. Love you all.
Love you.
Good night. Love all.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Everybody be safe.
Amen. Love you.
Love you.
Amen.
Hey, Danny Man.
Yeah, baby.
Tell Brian to give me a call about his phone.
He said his phone was dead.
Hey, Danny Man, give me a call.
Ah! Okay.
I love y'all. Good night.
All right, bye-bye.
Good night.